they demonstrated in Atlanta at a fire school, and they had a boy from North Georgia that actually, he could operate around a light pole. It was just a pole put up against a drill tower, and he would pull it back and go around both sides, and he showed them he could actually put this thing up to the wonders, you know.
Wow.
Now, he's a little better than average operator, too.
Yeah.
But the advantage of it is it won't carry but so much load up. It's restricted on the load it'll lift. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, there's no restrictions on what it'll bring down. You can't overload it on the way down.
Mm-hmm.
The worst it can do is rupture a hydraulic line. If it does, it has a safety valve on it that gives a slow bleed off, and it just eases down.
Mm-hmm.
So ladder is restricted, probably. Under normal operating conditions, probably about 5 people are all you could put on a ladder and be safe with it, 100-foot aerial.
Mm-hmm.
Where this snorkel, you could probably put 10 or 12 people in it,
mm-hmm.
or more, you know, they could sardine them in. But snorkels are coming in more and more into use.
Mm-hmm. What kinds of other equipment do you use, say, on the truck?
Okay, our lead truck carries 2,800 feet of 3-inch hose.
Mm-hmm.
This is used for heavy appliance firefighting, such as delude sets,
mm-hmm.
Hand lines, 250 fog nozzles, and so
mm-hmm.
forth.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's used in smaller fires for supply lines. We'll lay a line from the fire hydrant to the truck
mm-hmm.
and hook in, then pump, draw water from the fire hydrant to the truck or source.
Mm-hmm.
And pump water through it out to usually 2.5-inch lines we call tail lines.
Mm-hmm.
And they produce 120 gallons a minute, 125 depending on the nozzle.
Mm-hmm.
And when it's done this fashion, we call it a supply line.
Mm-hmm.
We carry a 200-foot of booster line, 1-inch pre-connected hose. Also, the 1.5-inch is pre-connected. They have several slang nicknames. We call them jump lines or tail lines or
mm-hmm.
or a lot of times they refer to as just 1.5-inch,
mm-hmm.
you know. And
can you think of any other slang names that you use around for different things? Maybe names that only firefighters would know what you were talking about if you were.
Probably in equipment.
Mm-hmm.
In our clothes, we refer to our night clothes as bunkers.
Mm-hmm.
Used to the old Kelly Day system was a nick,
mm-hmm.
was a slang. Actually, they referred to your day off, your extra day off as a Kelly Day. It derived from Chief Kelly in New York City. He was the first to institute
uh-huh.
this day, and it carried his name.
Uh-huh.
And let me do some thinking. You kind of caught me off guard
uh-huh.
on this.
Yeah.
A lot of our equipment carries kind of odd names. I presume you'd probably want to be you'd have to be a firefighter or
mm-hmm.
or associated with it to recognize some names, such as the smaller hose that we use to hook up to a hydrant, especially on two-way hydrants. We
mm-hmm.
use a 30-foot section of 3-inch hose. We refer to it as a soft suction,
mm-hmm.
a small soft suction. Then
mm-hmm.
the larger hose that we use to hook up fire hydrants, we refer to it as the soft suction, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's normally a 5-inch hose, 12 to 14 foot long,
mm-hmm.
and it connects from the larger steamer cap on the hydrant to the truck. Then the hoses that we use to draft out of rivers, ponds, swimming pools, we refer to them as hard sections.